Thursday, August 19th. We started out early with the president calling me over while he had some trout for breakfast. We had trout last night for dinner and again for breakfast, too. He was talking about really moving on this shore deal on the basis it was typical of what the media did during the campaign, where they kill us on something that we do that does us some good by saying that we haven't really done anything about it, we're just talking about it. Raj Morton raised the point with him, apparently last night, that we've got to keep the Pentagon Papers story going because Larry O'Brien has decided to try and kill it. The president's afraid that Krogh and our crew are too addicted to the law and are worrying about the legalisms rather than taking on the publicizing of the papers. His point is that the goal here is not getting the New York Times, it's getting the Democrats, and that we shouldn't worry about the case against Ellsberg, we should worry about building up the internal Democratic Party battle. As we went on the boat tour of the lake, the president kept coming back to the Daniel Shore thing and wants to be sure we really take him on, put on a freeze, etc. The boat trip was moderately successful. The scenery was beautiful, but the timing and logistics didn't work out too well, and the president wasn't very happy with it. We cruised across the lake for about a half an hour, then visited a little village near a campsite, and then went back to the president's cabin, left a little later, and headed for Dallas. The flap of the day was a battle between Laird and Connolly. Apparently Laird announced that the Defense Department wasn't going to be bound by the new restrictions and so on, and that quite naturally had Connolly upset. So we had to work on untangling that, which I'm not sure we've succeeded in doing yet. Also, the labor problems continue to build as our group met this morning with the AFL Council. Earlier today on the Today Show, Connolly was asked as his first question what we were doing about the problem of dealing with labor, and Connolly cracked that he had always thought M&M was a candy, but then now he understood what it really stood for, which was meanie and musky. Then he said he couldn't understand how they could have supported this kind of a move before it was made and then attack it now that we've actually done what they suggested we do. President was cranking on various follow-up items on the speech. He wants to be sure that we're getting letters to congressmen and all the general follow-up to mobilize support, especially since the poll indications are that we do have national support. Late today we got the Gallup poll information that showed 68% in favor and only 11% opposed. So we've got something to go on here if we can just figure out how to keep it moving. He got into a side comment on China, wants to be sure that although we take a small press corps, we have to take a totally adequate group, and he wants to take good care of our friends. He's also decided he wants to do three cities in China, Shanghai and Canton, in addition to Peking. Dallas went reasonably well. We helicoptered right from the airport to the stadium and back, so we had no crowd situation anywhere to avoid any demonstrations on the busing problem. The VFW was what you'd expect, and the speech was about right for the occasion, certainly no better. On the plane to California, he got into a discussion with Ehrlichman and me on the follow-up strategy on labor. He feels that we should drive the wedge in to try and separate one union from another on the basis of their support, and also to separate the bad union leaders from the rank and file. We should hit labor on how they can be against us now when they were urging that we take exactly this action beforehand. He feels we have to take them on, that we can't handle them with kid gloves. The polls show that union members overwhelmingly support us. He's now expanded his M&M, the Meanie Muskie thing, to the three M's, Meanie Muskie McGovern, and wants to get the VP going on a controversial statement that takes them on and also builds up the positive side of the number of jobs that will be created by the two great tax initiatives we're taking, and then hit the union leadership. He also wants to be sure we praise Jackson, Mills, and Mansfield, who have stood with us on this. he makes the point that we've got to make a virtue out of necessity. If the labor people are against us, we might as well take them on, and we might as well try to get some mileage out of doing it. We landed on time at 6 o'clock in California, and the president headed for San Clemente by helicopter, and I came home. End of August 19th.